coming up.
Vampires or witches or bats or spiders.
We are going into Halloween mode here.
The last 2 years, I've been pretty much a nomad voiceover.
Are you glad to be at base again?
It could go down a terrible, terrible route.
Get into spooky mode.
So that's the key.
How do you say that?
It crashes all the time, my end.
Hello, kitchen spider.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. This is Mark Rice. He's my co-host.
Hello. And that's Sam Boffin, my co-host.
Yes, hello. And welcome to our Halloween special of How Do You Say That?
Yes, it's actually Halloween today. So we thought we'd have some spooky time looking at scripts, making some choices and discovering what we can do with our voices.
But don't worry, because even if you're not listening in the dark season, it'll still be fun because...
Yes, there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways.
Indeed. So, Mark, true yes. or false? Mm. I played the ghost of Princess Diana on stage a few years ago.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Now, I know that play exists because I have heard about it, but have you yes. done it? Mm. I mean, you're a redhead. You're more likely to do the ghost of Fergie one day. I don't think you have. No, I'm going to call false on that.
Calling false. Well, yeah. I did play the ghost of Princess Diana on stage, but good thing you mentioned the hair colour. I was only a voice. I was just a spooky voice on stage.
Interesting. Well, my spooky fun fact this week is I once saw a ghost in my aunt's house, or I think I did. True or false?
Hmm. I am going to call true on that. I reckon you did.
I did. You're right. Absolutely. Or I think I did. My
really?
Aunt lived in this giant old house in Yorkshire and we used to stay for holidays. And I got up very early one morning, about 7 years old, and I think I saw what was an apparition on the stairs. And my aunt said, oh, yeah, other people have said that before. So,
And do you ever have you ever looked back at the history of the house?
No, too scared.
Uncanny.
I'm a big scaredy cat, me. Well, of course, we also have our very special guest, voice actor Hannah Gardner. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to How Do You Say That? I hope this is not going to be too spooky for you.
I'm a little bit scared, but...
Oh, really? Already?
Well, let's find out a little bit more about Hannah in the meantime, shall we?
So Hannah is an award-winning British voiceover artist, originally from Bristol but now living in Spain. She loves theatre and drama and in years gone by had a very militant singing routine that included 7 years of weekly lessons, twice weekly choir practice and obligatory monthly concerts. So she studied broadcast journalism at Nottingham Trent University and spent 8 years in the digital marketing world.
Well, that taught her the importance of purposeful storytelling, the power of a brand voice and how to communicate to people like an actual human being. So whether she's voicing for Centre Parks, Nivea or Google, she brings compelling, natural and authentic reads into a world where, frankly, sounding human is the key these days. Welcome to the podcast, Hannah. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Thank you so much. A spooky fun fact. I have seen and spoken to a few ghosts.
So do you believe in ghosts then? So you're a believer?
Yeah, I am. I think more and more the older I get that I kind of have these sort of, I'm sort of like constantly battling against the woo-woo sort of label.
Yeah.
Well, as we carve pumpkins together, let's look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
All right, here's my script. It's a Halloween script for a radio station that I did a couple of weeks ago for a theme park.
This is so you.
The direction that came with it was a Vincent Price spooky voice. And I went back to them and said, do you mean Vincent Price from like the Thriller video or just spooky feel? And they went, okay, just spooky feel.
Vincent Price. I don't know who Vincent Price is. Is that going to...
He was the spooky voice in the Thriller video, the Michael Jackson Thriller
video. Ah, the one at
the
beginning
is though.
Yes. Oh, okay, and wow, okay. That. Uh-huh. Epic
it
voice.
It was that. Epic voice, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I can absolutely hear you doing this.
And you will in a few minutes.
And I will in a few minutes. So now I've got to kind of think, how would I do this?
The good news for you, Sam, is it looks like a 30-seconder. It's actually a 40, so it takes the pressure off.
Okay. Nice. So much better. Nice. Okay, right.
There were like various sound effects and things that went in it.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give it. I don't know what's going to come out, but I'll give it a feel. Yes. Okay,
get into so. Spooky mode.
Okay. Dare you ride the Halloween Express? Scare in the Park is back at Coasterland, and it's scarier than ever. Try to relax with cocktails and music before you climb aboard the haunted Midnight Express. Journey through the night to your final destination where you'll fight your way through the horror maze. Will you survive Scare in the Park? Book now at coasterland.com.
Nice, very nice. Slightly faster than I expected you to do it in the end,
really?
Actually, funnily enough. Spine-chilling, yes, absolutely. It put me in the space of Halloween very, very easily. Hannah, what do you think?
Oh, I loved it. I was like laughing. No, I thought it was great. It was, yeah, witchy, spooky, slightly comical as well, which I think is sort of
I think it needs to be
things.
A little bit, doesn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
You can't take it too seriously.
Yeah, we'll see what comes out of mine because I always go too serious with everything.
What threw me as I went through, as I say, I didn't really prepare. Well, I didn't prepare this in any way, shape or form. So that was like a cold read. And what I realised partway through was there were three things I think I was talking about here. The idea was the scare in the park.
Yes.
And then there was a haunted Midnight Express.
Yes.
There was a horror maze.
Yes. Mm.
And there was something else in there. It was scare in the park. So I realised that there were different things. And it was only when I was partway through, I thought, oh God, am I differentiating enough here?
So you would have gone back and done a second read that was maybe...
I would have done it more, yes. Well,
yes.
Obviously, anyway, anyone would have done. But there's so many different things you could do with this, actually.
The only thing I would say, for me, I would have probably gone bigger to start with. So I could pull you back a bit.
I'm sure. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I think you were maybe, you had your foot on the brake. You didn't want to go too fast.
Well, because I'd put myself off again. I'd gone in saying, oh, Whispery is good, when we had that little conversation beforehand.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, shall I do a little, you know, kind of, oh, yeah, dare you, right? And I didn't want to do typical witch.
Yes.
So I didn't want to go big. And I kind of, it's all about where you start, isn't it?
It is. It's not about where you finish.
Yay.
It's where you start. Yeah. Very much so. Hannah, any more thoughts before you have a go?
No, I'm just taking in all of your notes now. I'm thinking about where I'm going to start.
Have a go then. Let's see what comes from you.
Okie doke.
Dare you ride the Halloween Express? Scare in the Park is back at Coasterland, and it's scarier than ever. Try to relax with cocktails and music before you climb aboard the haunted Midnight Express. Journey through the night to your final destination, where you'll fight your way through the horror maze. Will you survive Scare in the Park? Book now at coasterland.com.
Ooh.
That was chilling because you went so close mic proximity. I thought that was a really clever choice.
I really liked that. That was kind of very different because it wasn't your typical, which I did a very typical kind of, well, actually, I was somewhere in the middle, but I think you gave it a real kind of weight, actually.
Yes.
I really liked that.
With so many reads that I do quite a lot of like close mic, intimate read just for, because that's what works best with my voice. And it's easier, it's where I tend to feel safer.
Yes.
But I do get a lot of feedback being like, oh, it sounds, what's the word, pretty sensual? And I have
that's
to kind
thing.
Of
it
like
can, yes,
unsensualize
yes.
it.
Yes,
but,
yes,
yeah, I like it as a trick that I do because, like I was saying earlier, epic voice and loud voice doesn't work that well for me. So I was just kind of...
I think it would have sat quite well in a junction that is full of other much more high-octane reads.
Totally.
Because the other thing is that having that cut through with something that isn't as typical as you think it's going to be. So I really liked that as an idea. I really liked it.
Me too. Right, I'm going to show you what I did, and it's very different. It's different to both of you, but I don't think Sam specifically. You will be surprised at what.
I love it. I want to hear this.
Dare you ride the Halloween Express? Scare in the Park is back at Coasterland and it's scarier than ever. Try to relax with cocktails and music before you climb aboard the haunted Midnight Express. Journey through the nights to your final destination, where you'll fight your way through the horror maze. Will you survive Scare in the Park? Book now at coasterland.com.
Oh, amazing. Everything I hoped for.
Oh, that laugh at the end.
Oh, my goodness.
I gave them the laugh. They decided not to use it.
What?
Interestingly.
No.
I know.
I'd put that on everything.
Yes, exactly. Halloween or not.
It's that whole sort of big commercial, yeah. Not cheesy. I don't want to... Because it is cheesy, isn't it?
You can go. It is cheesy, yes.
Yeah. You can go there.
There's a little bit of cheddar going on. But it's so sort of like, it's so dedicated, committed to the cheese that it's just absolutely in the context of the ad and everything, it's like, yeah, it's super compelling. You're going to be, I don't know, a parent listening to that. You'd be like, oh, that sounds great for my kids. We'll go there. Like,
do you know, one of the things I really liked was the way you really leant into fight. You know,
yes.
that kind of, you were able to differentiate the Haunted Midnight Express to the fighting your way through the horror maze by really leaning into that idea of, you know, you've been on the Midnight Express, but now you've got to fight your way through this other thing. So I think it was a big offering, if you like.
It was a big offering.
Big offering.
Yes, it was a big offering. But I think when I'm booked to do kind of Halloween-y scary characters, it's very often that I'm not very often booked to do the really slow, kind of psychologically scary read, particularly.
Mm. Which Hannah probably is. You see. Psychologically scary, Hannah.
I'm your girl. The psychologically scary in all the ways. One thing I was going to say as well, both of your reads, what I noticed and I really liked is that there was quite a lot of variance in pace.
Mm. Yeah.
Like some bits were kind of more accelerating and then it's, you know, some bits slowed down. There were really nice, like quite sharp bits where kind of, you know, like where it all kind of stopped and then picked up again. And it was quite a varied read, which was, I think, really suited the script as well.
Play How Do You Say That?
So it's worthwhile remembering that these are real scripts we've been working on, but we have changed the names and some of the details to avoid copyright issues. Mm. And while we're on the subject of scripts, you can find both the ones we're using today in the show notes of this episode.
You can. Woo-hoo! So Hannah, tell us a bit about the script that you've brought.
Yeah, so this is a script that came through a client that I've worked with for a few years who is in property.
Are they a realtor?
That's it, realtor.
Yeah, a realtor.
Yeah. A realer.
A realtor.
Exactly.
Or an estate agent, yes.
An estate agent, yes. And a realtor, yeah. And this one I just thought was really nice. You know, I like humanising and personalising, so...
I understand why you've brought it to the Halloween episode, because it's also creepy as hell.
Well, I thought in the context of it being Halloween, depending on how you do it, it could be pretty, yeah.
This is like... the house that has a soul.
Yeah, it exactly. is. Of course, the interesting thing is in this particular script, the language is clearly beautiful and know, uplifting. But it'd be very interesting to do this in a very, very different way.
Absolutely.
They obviously don't want it to be done like that. But
no.
Who knows? Who knows what we might do with it?
Now, I'm assuming that this is possibly American because of the type of address that it is. How do you say that number? 3053? 3053? What would you say?
I did 3053.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that's what I did in there.
Interesting.
3053. Wow.
I think because I'm British, they just go, okay.
They don't care how you do it because they want the British voice. Yes, exactly.
So they're like, they're like, okay, well, we just wanted the nice posh sounding lady to do the thing and that's how it will sound. So,
well, you say something really interesting there. So the posh sounding lady, are we leaning more towards traditional RP for this kind of sound?
I think, it's so different, even if it's not really RP to them.
How interesting, though, because this is basically a character script, but they're not asking you to be an American character because the house is American.
Yeah, but I think I get quite a lot of stuff where American companies, like a lot of IVR stuff that I do, a lot of this sort of realtor stuff, where they want a British voice because it sounds classy. It's part of their marketing. So the audience is American.
Yeah.
So they'll just kind of, but it's the fact that they sound all classy, according to them.
is what
How
I've
funny.
Heard from them. So, yeah.
So, Mark, I think you're going first with this.
Right. Let's see what comes out. My name is 3053 Sunny Air, but you can call me Sunny. I've been here since 1991, standing strong, steady, full of life. I've only had one family, but oh, what a beautiful story we've shared. I watched two people become five. I've seen tiny feet run down my stairs on holidays, heard laughter echo through my halls, and felt the warmth of every celebration, big and small. I've been loved, truly loved. My roof renewed, my windows replaced, my floors lined with hardwood that glows in the afternoon sun.
What I loved about it was the personality that was coming through, like the pauses and the breaths and everything. Like, it felt like a character read, like you said at the beginning, like it's a character script. So yeah, so that really came through. I took a lot of time on this, like arguably too much time. I had to edit like 30 seconds out. So it felt kind of fast to me, but actually as a character read, taking it out of the context of what it's actually trying to do with the video and stuff, it like that worked really well, because it's kind of like, yeah, you're thinking and you're getting into it. Obviously, if it was laid over with a video, you'd have to go through all the things really quickly.
Yes, because I'd forgotten that, because actually for a reel-to video, you're talking about there's a lot of time and space in each room, isn't there? Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And they're kind of showing off all the things that they're talking about. But from a character perspective,
yeah.
Well, I think what I found intriguing about it was that you chose to be a little bit edgy. And I kept thinking, we're going to pitch over into Killer House any moment. And maybe.
Yes, I did. I saw that I went in too edgy. Absolutely.
This is a Stephen King house. This.
It hit me when I said, I've only had one family. And suddenly you're thinking, have you killed them all?
Oh my God, yeah.
Wow, oh yeah. Yeah,
so yes, maybe I didn't go in quite correctly.
He'll be all sweetness and bubbles for the light and for the wild card.
It's all good. Let's just remind people, it's our Halloween episode. It's all good. So Sam, what are you going to do with it?
Well, very good point. I don't know. I try not to go into Terror House again. No, okay.
My name is 3053 Sunny Air, but you can call me Sunny. I've been here since 1991, standing strong, steady and full of life. I've only had one family, but what a beautiful story we've shared. I've watched two people become five. I've seen tiny feet run down my stairs on holidays, heard laughter echo through my halls, and felt the warmth of every celebration, big and small. I've been loved, truly loved. My roof renewed, my windows replaced, my floors lined with hardwood that glows in the afternoon sun.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I think that feels, from a brief perspective, like much closer to what they wanted, which was that kind of like warm, considered, smiley, sort of heartwarming read that makes you go, God, wow. Come on, that house. And then you realise you cannot afford it.
I love the way that you pitched your voice up.
So
you deliberately did that. I thought right at the beginning, I wondered if we could tip over into creepy again, but you didn't. But you really pulled it back there when you got to I only had one family. But I thought that it was really nice because, as Hannah said, you stayed smiley, you stayed upbeat with it.
Yeah, I didn't want to use the lower register because, a bit like you, Hannah, I'm often accused of being a little bit, you know, seductive. And I thought to myself, hi, my name's Sunny Air.
Do you know what? I'm probably going to do it now and I'm just going to sound like the sexiest house ever, because like that was probably my original read. It's terrible. I just, yeah.
I love that.
Ooze, airy, sex real. Voice wherever I can, for God's sake.
And I did think, as I was saying those opening words, whoa, is this going a bit porn actress, Sunny?
Do you know what, though? Also, like, because of now we've got in our mind that this could be a creepy script.
Yes.
I think any way that you do it.
Anyway.
You might be right.
Could be creepy.
Yes.
So, like, yeah. It's kind of, I'll do it now how, like, I did it. And it could be like, whoa, that's so sexy creepy. Right, I'll compose myself.
My name is 3053 Sunny Air, but you can call me Sunny. I've been here since 1991, standing strong, steady, and full of life. I've only had one family, but what a beautiful story we've shared.
I watch two people become five. I've seen tiny feet run down my stairs on holidays, heard laughter echo through my halls, and felt the warmth of every celebration, big and small. I've been loved, truly loved. My roof renewed, my windows replaced, my floors lined with hardwood that glows in the afternoon sun.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think there was a real lightness to it, actually.
But it was very grounded, though. Very grounded, I thought.
I still have a problem with that opening line. I think it sets it up in an odd way. But I have to say, I thought it was absolutely lovely. And again, you had a real... There was a real variation of rhythm in there that really drew me in. Yeah.
There was no creepy in that. And much as we've laughed about how we kind of made it a bit creepy, I thought you did that really beautifully. When you saw tiny feet running down the stairs on holidays, I could picture that so easily. I don't think I had when I read it, but I could picture it so easily when you did. And that's what I mean by grounded, because it really took me to the picture that I should have been seeing in that house.
Yeah, and I think quite a lot with these kind of scripts, that's actually a tactic that I do. So I sort of like imagine, I'm sure like everyone does this, but really imagine, especially when it's very descriptive, and kind of imagine the colour of the sun coming into the, you know, kind of just build this whole world. Yeah, I love these scripts for that reason, because they're really easy to connect to. I feel like I'm painting. Sounds so wanky, my God.
No, but
I feel like I'm trying to paint like a picture of what I'm seeing in my head with the
absolutely
script,
you do.
Like the painting sort of
it's
thing.
It's exactly what we're doing, I think, as voices. It's why sometimes I find I've warmed into a script and then I do the beginning of it again for that very reason, because I think I've warmed into this. I can see it now. I can feel it now. Yeah. So now I want to do the beginning bit again, because I'm not sure I felt it in the same way.
It's time for the haunted horror Halloween wildcard section of the show. So, Hannah, what would you like Sam to be, and which script do you want her to do? Think Halloween for me.
Okay. Okay, with the creepy sunny air house one, how about you be a spider that lives in the house?
Nice.
Yeah, something. Okay. Because obviously you have to
that
be the
really
house.
That works as well.
Okay. Yeah, something really small and kind of creepy that's there.
Interesting.
Spider. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is 3053 Sunny Air, but you can call me Sunny. I've been here since 1991, standing strong, steady, and full of life. I've had only one family, but what a beautiful story we've shared. I've watched two people become five. I've seen tiny feet run down my stairs on holidays, heard laughter echo through my halls, and felt the warmth of every celebration, big and small. I've been loved, truly loved. My roof renewed, my windows replaced, my floors lined with hardwood that glows in the afternoon sun.
Yeah, you went more creepy as you went on. Interesting. Because I thought that was quite a cute little spider.
Oh, wow.
I love that spider.
And it's like,
spiders are good. Spiders are cool. We have in our house a spider that lives. We've been in this house 26 years.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not the same spider.
It's not the same spider.
I'm not stupid. But it is in exactly the same place, in the corner of the kitchen, and we never move it. We never do anything to it. We never chase it away. And there's always been... Respect the spider. There's always been a big old spider living in that corner of the kitchen.
Wow.
And I love it. I love that little spider.
And do you talk to it in this voice? Is this why you're so good at the spider?
I'm into the spider.
Hello, kitchen spider.
I see the spider as a really good omen.
Yes, I can see that. Yes.
They scuttle. They lie in wait. They spin webs.
Yeah,
they,
I got
so they
that
go
as
from
well.
Quick to... From quick to slow.
Indeed.
And so there's a lot of stuff you could do with a spider.
I got that you were talking as you were weaving a web. I got
did you?
Yeah. And I imagined eight tiny feet. yes. on the stairs.
I really imagine those feet. Yep. Absolutely.
Right, Hannah, I'm going to suggest one for you now. I'd quite like you to do script one, the Halloween Express, mm-hmm. but I'd like you to go full on Halloween.
Okay.
I'd like you to go full on Wicked Witch of the West.
No. Okay.
In whichever way you want to, not literally the one from The Wizard of Oz, but in, okay. in whatever way Wicked Witch you see, I'd quite like to hear that from you.
Dare you ride the Halloween Express? Scare in the Park is back at Coasterland, and it's scarier than ever. Try to relax with cocktails and music before you climb aboard the haunted Midnight Express. Journey through the night to your final destination, where you'll fight your way through the horror maze. Will you survive Scare in the Park? Book now at coasterland.com.
I tell you what the
Great.
Laugh did. The laugh put me directly in that character right from the very
so
beginning.
Good, yeah.
And I could see her. I mean, I don't know whether she was a green witch in your mind, but she was green in mine. And
nice.
You know that she was evil.
Yes. She was a young, beautiful witch in my mind. It was really interesting because your voice went up an octave. You've got quite
yes.
a low voice normally. Your voice went up an octave to do that, which made it speedier, of course, and more, yes, kind of. But I very much enjoyed that. I love
that.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Lovely.
She was quite a posh witch, though.
Oh, yeah. All my witches are posh.
Yes.
Yeah, I always do like a mix of like sort of like a queen witch hybrid.
It worked. It worked. Absolutely. I thought it worked really nicely.
Who wouldn't love that? Who wouldn't?
Yeah,
love that?
Quite.
Right. Now, Mark.
Yeah.
I would like
Or should
you...
I say, yeah.
Yes. I want you to do Jekyll and Hyde. So go between Jekyll and Hyde
yes.
all the way through. Don't just give me a Jekyll and then a Hyde. I want you to talk to yourself.
Okay.
I'm looking at them. I think the second script is probably...
The Sunny Air script. Oh, okay.
Sunny Air script.
Okay.
Be Jekyll Hyde.
Okay. All right. Jekyll and Hyde. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll being the nice one. And Mr.
Dr.
Hyde
Jekyll being the...
Who knows? All right.
Yes.
Okay. My name is 3053 Sunny Air, but you can... Call me Sunny! I've been here since 1991, standing strong, steady and full of life! I've only had one family! But what a beautiful story we've shared! I watched two people become five. I've seen tiny feet run down my stairs on holidays and heard laughter through the halls. I felt the warmth of every celebration, big and small. I've been loved, truly loved, loved. My roof renewed, my windows replaced, my floors lined with hardwood that glows in the afternoon sun.
Bloody hell, Mark.
Oh, my God. God, that was genuinely terrifying.
I did get that Dr. Jekyll wasn't quite recovering each time.
I did, honestly, you took over by the end, didn't you? That was that was him, the downfall of Jekyll. Oh my
that
God.
That was amazing. That was incredible.
It really was, because you did so much more than I thought you were going to. Because you could have just gone alternate sentences or something.
Well, you said specifically don't do that. And so that put that idea in my mind that they were actually interacting with each other.
You could hear the struggle between the two. It was like exhausting. It was like pleasantly exhausting to listen to.
Yes. But I have to say, Hannah, I think he enjoyed it far too much.
I did enjoy that as well. That was a pleasant coming out.
That is like his favourite ever.
Well, whichever Halloween character you want to be, we've put the scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself.
You certainly can. If you do it like that, you know, all your neighbours and your family will be...
Record it and send it to us because we want to hear it.
Do. Yeah, absolutely. So, Hannah, you have been living the dream as a voiceover. So you've done a lot of travelling, haven't you, with your, presumably, your mic setup, your whole travel rig.
Yes.
So, can you talk us through what your setup is and also what advice you have if somebody else wants to go out on the road as a voiceover?
It's not easy, is it? No.
No, it's not. So basically the last 2 years I've been pretty much over the whole of Latin America. And America and like loads of different bits in between. And I have been working off of my travel kit, which is the Sennheiser shotgun mic.
Ah. Okay.
I just got really good at making pillow palaces, as I would call them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Nothing okay. in any way fancy. I looked into so much of these like sort of travel booths and stuff like that. But obviously when you're packing, that's a nightmare and it takes up too much space. It's too heavy. So I learned to make a booth pretty much anywhere. And some places... just mentally, like if people knew where I'd recorded, I had one TV advert that I did in Mexico in a bathroom that I was just like, I can't believe this is, people would kill me if they knew that this is where I was recording.
Wow.
But that setup works really well because it's a shotgun mic, so it doesn't take up, it doesn't pick up any of the sort of like sound from around. So it's like very concentrated sound.
I'm interested in the planning of this because if you're out and about and maybe you're in hotel rooms or villas or whatever it happens to be staying in places and you get a job in, because normally jobs are quite quick.
Yes.
Does that not throw you into turmoil?
Oh, yeah. No. So I was stressed the entire time I was there traveling. But I mean, I had the benefit of being in the past. By the time that work would come through to me, there was a night time, so I could basically deliver it whilst everyone was sleeping because most of my work was in Europe. So that helped quite a lot, and I could still kind of do a 24-hour turnaround. And also, whenever it was a really, really important job or a live directed session, I would book a studio.
Okay.
Which was actually really nice way to like meet people and like connect with people all over the world.
How would you go about booking a studio in Latin America?
Well, I just went out and found, oh my God, it was amazing in Colombia. I was in Medellin in Colombia, and I ended up booking the studio with this like reggaeton producer who was there like doing his reggaeton and recording his reggaeton in this like really cool gangster kind of really not voiceover-y studio, but perfect for what I needed. And he was like, oh, wow, this is so cool. And I was recording a TV advert for like catworming tablets, like the least sexy thing ever. And then he was like showing me all his videos of him like being this really cool, like superstar reggaeton artist. And I was like, wow, different worlds. But yeah, so that was actually really, really pretty easy. There's studios everywhere.
Was Google your friend?
Yeah, Google was my friend. Yeah. I made this amazing friend actually in Rio who was a voiceover artist, a Brazilian voiceover artist, Camila. Camila Gomez, if anyone ever wants a really amazing Brazilian Portuguese voiceover artist. And she basically had put her studio up on Google, but it was just a booth at home. I reached out to her and it turned out, it was just her house. I didn't know it was a studio. So I went over and I recorded there and we like became best friends. And I was in Rio for a month and I'd go over to her house every like day because I had loads of work that time, luckily. And I'd use a booth and we'd hang out. And yeah, it was really lovely. We like had this whole cute little voiceover relationship just because I needed a booth.
Doesn't that make you want to go and do it, Sam?
It does. It does. And I mean, there must be studios all around the world, almost wherever you go. So you're never that far. You're never that far from a studio,
true.
I would imagine.
And I would always record with my kit as well, just in the acoustic space. So then if I did need a pickup, it wasn't as difficult later to drop
really
it in.
Yeah,
the sound
that's a clever idea.
So yeah, really easy to do. But yeah, 2 years was enough and I'm very happy to be back with my Neumann and my baby everything.
Fair.
So yeah.
Oh, Hannah, thank you so much for coming on the show. That's a fascinating glimpse into the life that you've been leading.
Yes,
brilliant
stuff.
I hope you've enjoyed it.
Ah, yes. I loved it. What, the podcast or the travelling? Because both.
Both is good for me. Absolutely. All of Hannah Gardiner's details can be found in the show notes.
Yes. And of course, the scripts are there too. So do hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. It's Halloween and that's it for this week. So thank you again to Hannah Gardiner. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest when we'll be asking, I think, as horrific as you like when we all do it together, don't you? All right. So... we'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest when we'll be asking,
how do you say that?
How do you say that?